utmost for his highest. July the 6th. Vision and reality. And the parched ground shall become a pool. Isaiah 35, verse 7. We always have visions before a thing is made real. When we realize that although the vision is real, but that it is not real in us, that is the time that Satan comes in with his temptation, and we are apt to say that it is no use to go on. Instead of the vision becoming real, there has come the valley of humiliation. Life is not as idle ore, but iron dug from central gloom, and battered by the shocks of doom to shape and use. God gives us the vision. Then he takes us down to the valley to batter us into the shape of the vision. And it is in the valley that so many of us faint and give way. Every vision will be made real if we have patience. Think of the enormous leisure of God. He is never in a hurry. We are always in such a frantic hurry. In the light of the glory of the vision, we go forth to do things. But the vision is not real in us yet. And God has to take us into the valley and put us through fires and floods to batter us into shape until we get to the place where he can trust us with the veritable reality. Ever since we had the vision, God has been at work getting us into the shape of the ideal. And over again we escape from his hand and try to batter ourselves into our own shape. The vision is not a castle in the air, but a vision of which God wants you to be. Let him put you on his wheel and whirl you as he likes, and as sure as God is God, and you are you, you will turn out exactly in accordance with the vision. Don't lose heart in the process. If you have ever had the vision of God, you may try as you like to be satisfied on a lower level, but God will never let you.